Hello, this is Zach Kaplow speaking. I'm the assistant principal at Holland High School and also the director of the HVRT program.
Well, Mr. Kaplow, the 87th annual Veterans Day Assembly is going to be happening Monday at Holland High School. This is really a great tradition.
Yeah, so this is from everything that we know and have looked into, is the longest consecutive running Veterans Day Assembly for any high school in Michigan. So we're very proud of that and to have that be a part of our community here at Holland High. But this is really to celebrate our community members and this memory and honoring those that have come before us. So you'll see a lot of community members present. You'll see a proclamation from the mayor, as well as student groups with music that are honoring veterans past and present. You'll see a guest speaker who has ties to the community and also is a former Marine who's giving a message for us today and specifically for students as well to take. The other pieces you'll see some places of honor that are prepared. There's some memorials that are prepared and somberly reading the names of all those that have given their life, that were Holland High alums, given their life in service of this country.
There's going to be 1,000 students, even more people in the dome for this assembly. How do the students respond to a service like this?
So I go back to when I was a high school student here at Holland High and part of this assembly. And every year that I was a part of it as a student and as a staff member and continuing till today, it's amazing to see a room that is normally used for competition and for loud celebration become a place of silent reflection. And to see that many students participate in that is not something that most have an opportunity to do. So it is quite a harrowing moment to be a part of.
Now, this assembly on Monday is not just for students. We really are encouraging and inviting the entire community to come be a part of this, right?
Yeah, so we do invite community to come in. It is open to the community. So we'll be starting right around 10 o'clock, and it'll go for about an hour. So all are welcome. We especially invite those in our community that are veterans of the military. Any veterans that attend along with their families, we do invite to a luncheon afterwards. And throughout, like the process of being greeted at campus by students and staff, and then at the luncheon, we have students that are wanting to volunteer their time to make sure that veterans and their families know how much they're appreciated. So it becomes a really unique opportunity for those cross-generational discussions and conversations and a way that Holland High students can give back and just say thank you for those that have given so much.
Mr. Kaplow, when you look back on 87 years of having a service like this and recognizing the people who sacrifice for our country, how does having this service help make Holland Public Schools right for families in the city of Holland?
I think when I look back at my personal tradition here, right, as a student and wanting to come back as a staff member, I think it's almost emotional to think of all the years that Holland High has been in the community and has been a part of this community and a central part of trying to, you know, make the community better. And we do that with students, and hopefully we're giving back as well, as much as we appreciate everything the community does with our students and staff. So I think that 87 years is significant because it's an unbroken chain of those things. We have some of those traditions, and tradition and ritual are important in any community. And I think that's one of ours that stands the test of time.
Oh, thanks, Cap, for being with us today. One more time, the Veterans Day Assembly is on Monday at 10 a.m.
The doors for the high school will be open between 9:30 and 10 o'clock if you'd want to come get a seat. Parking is available on Van Ralty Avenue in the front spaces in front of the school. There's also parking across the street near the tennis courts, and we will have a golf cart that can bring people back and forth if you have some mobility concerns or issues coming across the street. We'll be there to help with that. And luncheon will take place after for those veterans and their families for about 45 minutes to an hour. And we're looking forward to seeing as many people as can make it. Thank you again for all of you that honor veterans and will be there with us on Monday.
For more information about the Veterans Day Assembly at Holland High School, we invite you to visit our website at hollandpublicschools.org.